Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
By any objective analysis, our next guest, Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, is one of the nation's top policy, history, and thought leaders. He, in fact, has run a university himself before. And prior to going to Washington, D.C., he hailed from the city of Liberty Hill, Texas, when he was running the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Kevin, appreciate you joining us. And I don't want to catch you off guard, but ask a kind of specific question here on the UT campus situation yesterday. There was a statement from concerned UT faculty that came out late in the afternoon yesterday. It starts out, "We, faculty of UT Austin, condemn President Jay Hartzell and in his response to a planned peaceful protest." That's the first sentence. The last sentence reads, "No business as usual tomorrow," which would be today. "No classes, no grading, no work, no assignments. Gather at the main mall in front of the UT Tower today at 12:15, sir." As a former administrator, as somebody who is observing this flying a part of our nation at the college campuses across our country, appreciate you joining us and give us your thoughts, sir.
Well, Jim, it's great to be with you. This is my favorite radio show in America, so it's always a pleasure.
You're too kind.
Well, it's true. But to your question, which is important and obviously urgent, I'm also a University of Texas alumnus. And I'm very proud of that, in spite of the nonsense that happens at that university sometimes. And I have to applaud Dr. Jay Hartzell for his leadership thus far. But let me say this. If I were president of the University of Texas, I would notify within the next 5 minutes that every single one of those faculty members who signed that letter was fired immediately. And I would defy the University of Texas Board of Regents to do something about it. This is a breaking point in America. Either we rise up against this nonsense, this hatred that eventually will result in violence against Jewish students, or we lose this country entirely. It's that simple.
It dates back to 1922, Kevin. Lynn here. We had an organization, or they had an organization, called the Hitler Youth. Its purpose was indoctrination. Is that what's going on today? Are we having with these Palestinian, pro-Palestinian organizations on campus? Is that our modern version of the Hitler Youth?
It is, Len. And let's just riff off of that and play a little thought exercise. And rather than assuming we're dealing with the reality of these totalitarians on the radical left, let's just assume that today or yesterday it was a neo-Nazi youth group,
yes,
that was teetering on the brink of violence. And today, a handful of professors sent a letter in their defense. Do you think on God's green earth that there would be any hesitation by anyone in leadership, whether it be the president of the university, the chairman of the Board of Regents, the governor, all of whom, by the way, up to this point have done a remarkable job. But do you think there would be any hesitation that they would fire them on the spot and expel the students who were participating and cancel their visas for those who were foreign students? There's just no doubt in my mind.
Earlier this morning on the Cardle and Woolley show, we made similar statements. But what would happen if Hartzell did try to fire those professors and expel those students? I think that's what he needs to do. But what repercussions would he face?
It would be the most glorious cataclysm in the history of the University of Texas. Because what you mentioned, or Casey did at the top of the hour in the news, the American Association of University Professors, which basically is a synonym for a bunch of communist people with PhDs after their name, mm-hmm. would file a lawsuit. And it's an opportunity for the Board of Regents of the university to defend the president. But the problem is it's not unique to Jay, who's a good guy. It is something that is endemic to university presidents. They are beholden to the faculty senate. And so, as is implicit in your question, Lynn, going down that path is fraught with a lot of controversy. What I'm saying is, let's take that path of controversy because it's the righteous path, because otherwise the alternative is we keep bending the knee. These university presidents keep bending the knee to this totalitarianism, which is bad enough, and it's rife through the university faculty, but also it is endemic in this society, and it is going to cost the lives of Jewish Americans. These people are filled with vitriol, and it is going to eventually spill over into outright violence.
All right. Well, for something bad to happen to Hartzell, were he to do that, would have to come through the Board of Regents or the trustees. Aren't they appointed by Greg Abbott? I can't imagine that there's communists and Nazis on the Board of Regents.
No, the Board of Regents is good. The question about the individual members of the Board of Regents is, do they have the spines to defend the righteous, courageous action of their president today? And that's going to be the open question. Now, do I think that the governor does? Absolutely. And so, guys, what I'm telling you is something that you already know, and perhaps you've covered on your show already today. And I say this as a recovering academic, a proud UT alumnus, as you know. This is an opportunity for this university to stand up for common sense. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for this university to stand up for the vast majority of students and the vast majority of alumni who are so sick and tired of a small handful of communist professors and students running roughshod over a fine institution. Either we stand up for institutions now, or we just as soon give up on them.
Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, is joining us today, folks. Kevin, I did see you on one of the Sunday morning talk shows over the weekend where you did admit to being a recovering academic. I love that philosophy there. But you have supporters, you have members, you have friends from all across the country of the Heritage Foundation. You talk to members of Congress on a daily basis. Congressman and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson made some comments about this being a critical juxtaposition in our nation's history. What do you think the American people's response or thought that we may not have heard yet? It seems to me that this nation is scared and thirsting for leadership. Your thoughts?
You're exactly correct about that. And what I hear from individual Americans like you or people in your audience, people from all walks of life, is that they believe the American dream is slipping away. And so when they check in on the news, to the extent they have time to do that, mm-hmm. they're not dumb people. They're just busy because Biden inflation is causing them to work so much
exactly.
to make some extra money. But what they see, Jim, this is the point, is they know that the gas is expensive. They know that groceries are expensive. They know that we're calling girls boys and boys girls, and that those of us who are parents of girls have to deal with boys in their locker rooms. They see this nonsense on college campuses, and then they see 11 million illegal aliens traipse across our border
yes.
undeterred, and the most conservative speaker in modern history looked the other way in spite of him saying that he was going to close the border. And they throw their hands up in the air and say, what gives? At what point will there be a leader or a group of leaders with the spine to stand up and say, I've had enough, and I'm ready to take back this country. All right, They're starving for their leadership.
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. These protesters and these professors that we're referring to as communists, I'll go the next step. I think they're Nazis. This whole series is River to the Sea, reminds me of 1939. But these are Biden's voters, are they not?
They are Biden's voters. And not only are they Biden's voters, but as you know, and no doubt have covered, a large percentage of the 11 million illegals who come in will be Biden's voters. So we've got our work cut out this year in this election cycle, guys, as you know. But I'm cautiously optimistic that because things have gotten so bad, that you're going to see people who otherwise would be Biden voters in places like New York and Washington State and California, maybe even in the city of Austin, actually pull the lever for the other guy, even though he may not necessarily be their favorite person on earth. He's one of my favorite people, but he's not necessarily one of their favorite people. And I think that Trump is going to win in a significant victory this fall. I think we're going to pick up the Senate. And if Mike Johnson had actually governed as Speaker the way he told us he would, we actually would hold the House, but I'm a little dubious about that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Yeah. Well, all these things going on seem to me to have all kinds of implications for the election. I'm going to ask Kevin Roberts, head of the Heritage Foundation, as a man who has said in the past, we have a certain amount of time left to save the country, mm-hmm. and this is a blunt and direct question. What happens to the U.S. if Biden is reelected?
Then we're down to one presidential election cycle, because I've told you, even in the early days of your show, that I thought we had this decade to save the country. And while I do think we've made a lot of progress, a lot hinges on winning this election. But to your question, Len, if Biden wins, it's not that all is lost forever, but we've got one more chance in 2028 to get a man or a woman as leader of the common sense movement of normal Americans into office. Let me say, though, that what the Heritage Foundation is prepared to do in case Biden wins is we are going to elevate all of the great work that's happening in the states, you know, led by, you know, my favorite group, the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Mm-hmm. We're going to create interstate compacts. We're going to elevate people like Governor Abbott. And basically, guys, in a political sense, in a figurative sense, we're going to be fighting guerrilla warfare for 4 years.
Mm-mm-mm. Kevin Roberts, can't thank you enough for your time at the quick notice and your efforts up there in Washington, D.C. to lead this nation during difficult times. Can't thank you enough and look forward to visiting with you again.
All right, Kevin, it is always a pleasure, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thanks, guys. Keep your chins up. We're going to win.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.